For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Artie Friends podcast. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
We are back with our How to Thrive in 2025 series. And today we're talking about environmental wellness, but more importantly, our home wellness and the illusion of external stability, why we chase home and spaces, people, and things, which we'll get into in a little bit.
As always, we're going to do our catch-up segment. We have lots of fun things to hear about Kara's birthday over the weekend. I have some updates. We'll share our peaks of the week, read listeners' peaks, and then we will get into that topic.
Yes. Birthday weekend was a blast. Just turned 29. So crazy. I, as you guys know, did the Opry Ski birthday party, which was a blast. All my friends, we all dressed up as, Opry Ski, you know, after skiing, the little DJ area kind of party thing. And I got a silent disco. Shout out to Glow Event Co. in St. Louis. They have silent disco rentals and we did a little collab. So I had these headphones all set up and we had like a little SoundCloud DJ set that I found and we were listening to that. And I think some people were nervous. They were like, what is this weird thing? But I made everyone do it and everyone was loving it. Hania McKenna slayed the silent disco until we shut it down. Like they were out there the whole time. And I had like a little surprise of a fake snow machine. So it made it snow in my backyard, which was really, really fun. And yeah, we had about like 20 people come. So I ended up getting a good turnout. My parents came. They drove from Birmingham, Alabama. So they came with my sister and that was really fun. They brought their dog Dudley. So Dudley got to party with us. It was so fun. And that was on Saturday. Actual birthday was on Friday. And honestly, I just celebrated Saturday because I'm like, I'm not going to celebrate 2 days in a row. Plus, we had so much we needed to do to get ready for the party. Like I actually did yard work for 5 hours because my backyard was not ready. It's, you know, it's still moving over to spring right now. And literally so many leaves, so many disgusting things we had to like clean up. So my birthday was not that glamorous, but actual celebration Saturday was really, really fun.
Oh, I love that. And then Margot's birthday was Sunday?
No, Margot's birthday was Saturday. So Margot's birthday, yeah, her birthday was fun too. Her outfit just came today. So annoying. It was supposed to ship in 2 days and it actually took 2 weeks. That's another USPS flop. I'm going to cancel them. Not really, but they just delivered her outfit like 2 weeks late. So I'm not very happy, but we'll get a cute picture and her little, she had an Opry Ski outfit too. But McKenna said that her fur matched the fur coat that I was wearing. So she's like, it ended up working out better because you guys matched. I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's a true
but
sister.
Yeah, Margot had a good birthday too. No, Margot's exhausted. Like she has been zonked, like just sleeping the last couple days because of how much fun she had this weekend with everyone and with Dudley. And she loves McKenna. McKenna and Margot are besties right now. So it's been really fun.
Aww. So your cup is full? You had a fun weekend?
Yes. I'm definitely having your birthday on daylight savings weekend kind of stinks because I was go, 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 go. And Friday night, we had like Connor's work event, trivia night. So that we were out really late for. I'm like, I haven't gotten enough sleep at all in the last 3 days. But because, you know, daylight savings, we lost an hour here in the U.S. Not for you, Allison, not our international podcaster. But here it was a bummer because we did lose an hour. So I'm like just catching up on my sleep. So that once that is recovered, then I'll feel good. But It was a go, go, go weekend. Like, I still haven't responded to my birthday texts. I have not been, like, sat for more than 5 minutes at a time. And I guess, like, when you have family in town and stuff. And Connor's family was here, so, like, we all got together and stuff. So it's been go, go, go. And I feel like I'll feel a lot better today, tomorrow, just chillaxing.
Yeah, grounding yourself and receiving all of that and actually being able to, like, process everything.
Yes, exactly. So it was a good weekend. How was your weekend?
I keep saying this, but every time we record, it feels like a month passes, even though it's only a week each time. I'm like, yeah. How does so much happen? I swear to you guys, I have been living under this affirmation of, like, I can bend time. Time moves so slowly for me. But then when I think about a week, I'm like, holy shit, so much happened. And last week I told you guys, I said 1 week from now, Clay will be moved down here. We'll be moved into a new apartment together and my assistant will have started. And that all fully happened. We're in a new place. And I was like, you guys are going to kill me, like, a month ago when I had to move. But we didn't intentionally move. My life got crazy chaotic because the 2-bedroom I had moved into that I was, like, preparing for Clay to come down and us to have this new bigger space as our own together, the owner decided that he wanted that unit for himself. And he told me on Friday afternoon, and I had to be out by Saturday morning. And this was, February 28th, because he was like, I want you out by March 1st. And I was like, excuse me? Like, I was so blindsided. I was like, it's so unfair. But that's why this episode is going to be very relevant, because it's all culminating to teach me how to make a home within myself and to not rely on happiness and peace with my actual physical living space. But then I had to scramble and find a new place to live. So I basically was just, like, in an Airbnb for a week in the interim. So I had to move all my shit into one place, knowing that I wasn't going to be staying there. And then tour and find a new place to live for Clay coming down. And the Airbnb that I was staying at, the Wi-Fi wasn't working. So I was, like, trying to find and communicate all of this with a lack of resources. It was an opportunity to practice patience and an opportunity to practice trust and surrendering. But it ended up working out as it always does. The apartment that we moved into is my dream. I kept saying this, like, each apartment I move into here, I'm like, oh, it's my dream. And then it keeps getting better. But the one that we're in now, holy shit, it was, like, the model unit. Mm-hmm. So it was the one that they put, like, the most effort into and has all the special cut-ins in the walls and the spiral staircase. And it is stunning. And we don't have any neighbors. Like, it's just one freestanding, like, condo building, basically, that's 3 floors. And not having anyone on either side or above or below us is delightful. And aesthetically, I just love it so much. And we kind of got moved in over the weekend. We did so many fun things. Like, Clay got here on Tuesday. And so I picked him up from the airport at 3:30. We immediately had the first tour at 5. The owner was like, yes, good. You guys can move in tomorrow morning. So then we went out for, like, a nice dinner that night. Wednesday morning, got some work done, got the keys, moved everything over by Wednesday night. And then I went to, like, a yin yoga class. Thursday, I had a girls' dinner with some friends, got some more work done. And then Friday, oh my God, we went out. And I haven't gone out in so long. And it was not intentional, but we were going through the 8 dimensions of wellness and we were like, we need to play. Like, it was just so much logistical and work and scheduling and that type of stuff that we were like, I think we need to laugh because life is feeling very serious right now. And we were just sitting at this little cool market area having a margarita and this girl comes up to us. She was a whole vibe. She was also with her little poodle and she was like, do you guys want to go out with me? And we were like, ah, shit, we really manifested this because we were saying, like, we were sitting there being like, we need play, like, let's go have fun. And she's like, we're going to this rooftop. There's a DJ. Let's go. Like, this girl was on one for sure. But we were like, you know what? For the plot. So we stayed out until sunrise. Didn't even drink that much, but, like, just danced and had fun and got street tacos at, like, 4:30 in the morning with, like, a bunch of other random tourists. Like, I felt like I was truly being a tourist, which I don't do here very often. And it reminded me of how it felt when I first moved here, when it was, like, really fun to be living in a tourist destination versus now where I would just, like, kind of, you know, I'm more of a resident. I live my normal life until now. And yeah, then Saturday, we just finished some moving stuff. Sunday, got really organized. And then boom, it was already Monday, back to it. My assistant started, and I think that's going to make my life so much easier. I think this week, I don't want to say sticky, but it might be a little clunky of like trying to figure out like, okay, what time do we want her to come over? Like, what method of communication should we do? How are we going to do all of this? But by next week, I think things will be like systemized. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just a lot happening on all fronts for sure.
Yay. Well, that's very exciting. It sounds like a fun Tulum weekend.
Yeah. Yes. And this week I will also be indulging in self-care.
Yeah.
Because I need it after that. Went and got a facial last night, and I'm about to go to an aerial yoga class again after we hop off. And then I think I have nails tomorrow, a massage Thursday. Yeah, I have a massage after my tax meeting on Thursday, because I'm like, that appointment is causing me a little bit of anxiety because I have to do 4 tax returns.
Yeah, it'll be much deserved.
Yeah.
After that.
I'm going to be like, take my money. File these returns, hopefully give me some sort of return, and I will be at the spa.
That is a good plan. Well, peaks of the week.
Peaks of the week. Yeah, go ahead.
Obviously, my birthday party was a high peak. I feel like I have like a couple peaks, but definitely that and seeing all my friends and family. Another peak. Sunday was a really good day too. It's been so nice. It was perfect because the weather Saturday for après ski was like 55 and sunny. So like just chilly enough that like being in all that warm clothes, like the ski jackets and stuff, was actually perfect, and being in the sun felt so good. But then Sunday it was like 65, 70 and sunny. So me and Hania came into town for birthday. So that was also really fun too. Me, Hania, and McKenna all went out to get lunch. So we sat on like a little patio, went to Taco Buddha in St. Louis, sat on the patio, had tacos, just baked in the sun. Then we went to Forest Park and like laid on a picnic blanket, just hung out on the hill, which is very, I think either Forest Park was designed after Central Park or Central Park with Forest Park. I don't know, but they're very similar. It's like a big, beautiful park in the city. And we sat on the hill, which is like where everyone hangs out, everyone lounges. So that was really fun. And just got to chill and talk about the weekend. And yeah, I feel like, and then we wrapped up, we went to watch sunset, this like rooftop. We just wanted to see all of St. Louis from the rooftop. So that was, it was fun. It was nice. I hadn't been there before. It was Art Bar. It's like inside a really cool arts hotel. We didn't like stay for drinks or dinner or anything, but we just wanted to go check it out. And that was really cool. So I feel like a nice, fun Sunday to wrap up the weekend was my peak.
Mm-hmm. That sounds lovely. When Clay and I were on the rooftop on Friday night, we were discussing the psychology of like, what is it with humans and wanting to be on a rooftop?
Oh my gosh.
We all love it, right? Like so nice to just be like, oh, I want to be like up high on the rooftop to watch the sunset. Or like, why is, you could be eating a taco on ground level, but if you're like eating a taco on a rooftop, it's like a whole thing.
No, Hani is the queen of rooftops. Like she kept saying, she's like, can we please find a rooftop? I'm like, this is so funny. Like, cause I'll be honest, I'm kind of a rooftop hater. Cause I'm just like, the food is always so bad. Cause like the view and the rooftop is like what you're paying for. So then like the food and the drink, not the drinks, usually the drinks are good, but the food is always a second thought. And I was like, Hani, can we make a compromise? Can we go get lunch at like a really good food spot and then go to the rooftop? Cause I'm like, I just don't want mediocre food right now. I'm sorry.
No, you're so right. Because we did the same thing on Friday. Yes. Clay, I don't know. We did something. Oh, I went to a sound healing on Friday night. And I got home and I was like, okay, what are you feeling? And he was like, dinner on a roof. And I was like, I feel like we should eat dinner at ground level. And so we got this really good Italian food and then go to the rooftop after for a drink.
1,000%.
That's
and then
hilarious.
After we went there, the like, even looking at the kitchen, I was like, see, I knew what I was talking. Like, the menu is always like flatbread, margarita flatbread, one other type pepperoni flatbread, and then like nachos. I'm like, I don't want that. I want good food. So, okay, we agreed there.
Yeah, we're hacking the system.
Yeah. And then what was your peak?
Lots of peaks, but I'm really relieved that Clay got here safely with all of the crazy airline things happening in the world right now. And he got his visa for the full 180 days. Remember how we were talking very recently about encouraging our listeners to double check all of their travel requirement things? One of my other friends only got like 30 days coming into Mexico. So now she checked her passport March 12th tomorrow. Now her tourist visa expires. And now she's like paying to get like proper residency because she's like, oh my God, I wasn't trying to like leave tomorrow. That's like $1,000 to get residency and all the legal paperwork. really unexpected. So I'm just super grateful that they gave him the full 6 months. So at least we can cross that bridge later and enjoy the next 6 months without having to worry about doing a border hop or filing more paperwork. Like, just let us be for a second. We'll make longer term decisions later.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad that worked out because, yeah, that's been crazy.
Yeah, real concern.
Okay, let's read some listener peeks. Kylie's on the same wavelength as you. Booked a prenatal massage. Well, not prenatal, but booking a massage and making my home more homey. Okay, love all the self-care.
I have to read this one from Ashley. She said, took a solo trip to Amsterdam and used some recs from Allison's guide. Oh, thanks for using it. And I hope you had the best time.
Kay said, finally signed up for membership at a gym studio that I've been eyeing. Love that as well. We love our physical wellness.
And Jaden said, getting back with my middle school sweetheart with the eyes emoji. Okay, love that for you guys. There's always something fun and spicy and comforting about rekindling with someone from your past. So I hope it keeps going well.
As always, send in your peek on our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast. We post that story box every Monday.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones, and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all of this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony, and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code alreadyfriends at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code alreadyfriends to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, Already Friends at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, and getting into today's topic, it's going to be about making a home within yourself. I added it up and I moved 9 times in 2024. And each time I kept getting more frustrated because I felt like, how does this keep happening? These are crazy circumstances. And I don't know if you guys remember the random lady I met on a plane when I was coming to Tulum last summer. And she is like a psychic and an intuitive healer and all of these things. And she was like, don't sign a long-term lease. And I kept being like, no, I want to. I want stability. And she was like, girl, don't do it, basically. And I was just like, I don't know. I think I will feel so much better if I could just get myself a stable home again. And it's funny because every time I tried to do that, some crazy circumstance would happen where I would get lovingly or not lovingly moved out of my apartment on short notice. And partially, I think we really do create our reality where I'm like, I have a belief that I keep getting kicked out of my home. So it keeps happening. But on the other hand, it's taught me this really, really important lesson of making a home within myself. Because even if you have a stable house, there's always going to be all of this unpredictable stuff that can happen externally in your world, whether it's job changes or a loved one getting sick or passing away, relationship changes, stuff with your friends. Look at like the LA fires, tornadoes, natural disasters. Like, we cannot predict stability. And I think all of us have some sort of desire for control and wanting that stability. But if we always have it, then when something happens, it can like fuck you up really bad and take you a long time to recover. So whether you've had to face this now or you might have to face it in the future, I think it's a really important, valuable life skill to develop resiliency and to develop a home within yourself. That way, when these changes come, you are able to handle them better and not feel like you're in this really long transition period. Like, the sooner or the shorter, I think you can condense a quote transition period. So you don't feel like, oh my God, I'm always starting over, or I'm just going to give up my other goals because I'm in transition. The sooner you can move forward with like, quote, the next era or next phase. And in my research, because we're always going to try to validate our opinions, right? But I found that we've actually kind of been culturally conditioned around stability. And I made some notes. Kara, you can weigh in with your thoughts or read those if you want.
Well, yeah. And really quick, two thoughts. One, same thing with life taking your home away from you in COVID 2020. I was living in New York City and COVID hit. And I'm like, okay, I cannot live here. I guess it wasn't taken away from me. I purposely moved. But I'm like, that was such a fun life that I was living. And I'm like, wow, the quality of life has completely changed. Like, we can't leave our apartment. My apartment that had no closet, which is like a tiny little shoebox, I loved it. I loved it when I lived there because I didn't need a closet. Like, I was barely there. I just hung my clothes up on the wall. And even though it was a little cluttered, I'm like, I'm never here. Who cares? But when we are only in our apartments, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot live like this. So I had to leave, ended my lease. I mean, actually, my lease was ending June 1st. So left, moved out. My parents sold our childhood home in November of 2020. And you kind of did too, but I moved around a lot as a child. And I feel like some of these principles, it was very helpful to move as a child. I think we moved like 3 or 4 times, because I feel like we're talking about a scale of how much you place your house toward your well-being from moving around. I feel like I've built that resiliency a little bit more than maybe someone who's only lived in the same home their entire life as a child. So when we did sell our house, I felt like it wasn't maybe as painful as it could have been if someone had only had that house forever. So I guess my two thoughts are, one, can totally relate to moving around and having to find the wellness in yourself, or just the things that you can bring that are stability, like your routines, your commitment to yourself and what you can do no matter where you are. But also, I think that some of this advice is going to seem so crazy to some people, or it's going to feel a little more doable, because I think we all have a different scale of how much we view our homes toward our wellness. Because even some people, I think, are more go with the flow, traveler, thrive, not having anywhere, kind of like a wanderer. And then some people, like, really, their home is a direct reflection all the time of how their mental stability is. So I think that's interesting too, that some people listening to this might not feel as though this is crazy advice or anything, but for some people, the idea of taking your home away from your wellness could be really hard, really jarring.
Yeah, yes. And I relate, we moved around a lot as kids too, and also traveled a lot, and our home environment dynamics changed a lot. So even though, yes, this is annoying or testing that I've been having to move around a lot, I look at my year of 2024 and I'm like, I feel like this would legitimately have crumbled some people to have moved this many times, unexpectedly different countries, like not having Wi-Fi. Even last week, one of the days we didn't have running water, like all of these things. And I'm like, I still get everything done. I still go to my workout classes. I went to a sound healing. Peaches is still getting loved and cared for. I'm still going out and doing things with friends. And it's not that I'm trying to act like that isn't happening, that your home life, but there's only so much sometimes that you can control or do about something. And it's like, I'm only going to cause myself greater stress if I just keep being upset about this. And so I think the main way forward is like through action, or through like letting go of that control. And then through the action of making tangible steps to find that home within yourself, it just, yeah, it's such a positive outcome.
Well, getting back to what you found in your notes, some really good points that you wrote down. We are definitely taught that happiness comes when we arrive, when we buy the house, when we find that perfect partner to live with, when we land the dream job. And I saw a very good TikTok about that. But some people just win their life away. And that's what they're saying, like, don't win your life away. So I really love that note. Home is a symbol of safety. Our survival instincts crave stability and safety, and having a home base makes us feel secure. We're conditioned from childhood. Many of us are raised to believe that home equals love, equals belonging. So we're tied to places or people. Consumerism and the illusion of comfort. We're sold the idea that buying certain things will create that feeling of home. Cozy furniture, cozy blankets, aesthetic decor, a Pinterest perfect lifestyle. But what happens when life uproots us, when the things that we thought could make us feel safe disappear? That illusion of external stability disappears.
Yeah, and honing in on the consumerism point, Clay and I were talking about this a lot. If these brands are able to make so much money off of the home, when you think about it, there's the bathroom, the kitchen, bedroom, linens, things for the yard, things for the garden, your closet, all of these appliances, selling people all of these things that they need to have their perfect home is an insane market. Like, it is never ending, the amount of quote upgrades you could do to your house in every room of the house, indoor and outdoor. And then like that also kind of goes into cars and our suitcase and the clothes that we wear. Having that aesthetic is such a sellable thing. And then it's never done, because as the trends change, it's like, oh, you redo your kitchen. Oh, now that style is out. Time to redo it again. It's a never-ending opportunity for all of these companies to make money. And I get it. Like, I also love buying home decor and candles and new sheets. But it just made me think, like, whoa, we are getting sold so many things to be taught that if we have this stuff, we will feel safer, better, more accomplished by creating this like beautiful house. And I think a big part of moving to Mexico and seeing how little people have in some of the areas right around me, but they're so happy and they still go to work every day and they still go to the beach and they're still raising their kids. I'm like, whoa, we have been taught so much in America that like how much we need in order to be happy. And I think that this ties a lot into it, because at the end of the day, a lot of it is just that external gratification, because so much of seeking internal safety and peace are free things. You can do breath work for free. You can do meditation for free. You can go put your toes in the sand or the ocean or a lake or the grass. You can journal. A lot of those things don't cost money. And I know this is like really tied more with like spirituality and emotional wellness, but from a holistic approach, like they're really isn't much consumerism that they can bestow upon us when we have so much happiness within ourselves. And it's making me want to like prioritize my human vessel so much more. I always loved redecorating the apartment or cleaning and doing all of these things. And now I'm like, whoa, all of the times that I spent so many hours or so much thought or so much money doing stuff to my home living space, now those places, like, I don't even live there anymore. They got taken away and I have nothing to really show for it besides like at that point. But with yourself, you have yourself forever. If I put the same amount of time that I put into my home, and it's not to say I'm not going to keep putting time into my living space. Like, I love having a healthy, happy home, but I think I really over prioritized it because I put way too much weight on that making me feel stable and grounded. And instead of doing that within myself. So this has just been really eye opening of where my priorities lie in seeking that comfort.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Well, that's a perfect transition into signs that maybe you're seeking home in the wrong places. Yeah, some of those can be feeling ungrounded or restless unless you're in a perfect environment, relying on external stability like a specific house, when I get this house, when I move to the city, or a specific person for inner peace, emotional attachment to material things for comfort, or struggling with change. Every move or transition feels like starting over.
And tied with that, some ways that we chase external stability that keep us in that cycle is relying on these spaces to then refill our cup. So like, let's say you're really stressed out at work and it's like, oh, well, once I get home from work at the end of the day, then I'll feel peace. Or, oh, I'm around these group of friends and with them, I feel chaotic and not capable of making good decisions. But once I get around my comfort person, then I'm good. Or back to the arriving and the when culture of I'll be happy once I get this. Those keep you out of the present moment because you're constantly chasing that next thing. And the last one that I think is really relevant and maybe triggering. Wellness culture, especially on social media, is this like facade of like perfect routines. You know, we see the Sunday reset routine, the perfect morning routine. My 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5, my 5 to 9 p.m. after my 9 to 5, my perfect evening routine. It's all about these like perfect routines. But a lot of those routines, like when you watch those videos, have so many products in it. It's like, oh, this is all of the skincare. And then you need this alarm clock and this essential oil diffuser. And you need this bathrobe and you need this exfoliator. And it's just endless the amount of things that they can sell you in those videos to make you think that you need all of this stuff to have this perfect routine in order to then have this amazing, productive life, that to go be a good friend and good at your job. It's all in this like perfect routine. And then if you don't have that, or you can't afford it, or you're someone who has kids or things that are disrupting your routine, then you can feel inadequate because it's like, well, my routines don't look like that. And I don't have all of that stuff. And it can make us feel like we aren't doing enough because we don't have this perfect routine. And so I'm kind of trying to transition into a place of, rather than like a morning routine, like a morning flow. Like, yeah, there's some things that I like to do in the morning, but not every morning I get to do them. Like my assistant starting this week, my morning routine has looked a little different. So now I'm going to a yoga class now after we record because we had to get some stuff set up in the morning. Like if you get too hung up on the who, what, when, where, how, why of all of your routine items, if they're not done in that order or that way, it can cause a lot of anxiety. But I think it's like kind of like false anxiety. Like for what? Why can't things be different? Or why can't you adjust if things aren't done in that exact way?
Yes, exactly. So many thoughts for the perfect routine. Fully agree with that. And I remember being, when I was living in New York City, at a SoulCycle class, and I was waiting in line for one of the showers after class because I had to go to work. And there was two girls in front of me, and one of them was like, so what do you do for your morning routine, like your skincare? And she's like, oh, I just use like this face wash, this exfoliator, this moisturizer. And the girl's like, you don't have a 9-step skincare routine? Girl, you are not getting it right. Like, you need to get it, level up, step it up. You need to have like at least 9 steps. I remember her yelling at her friend. I'm like, what is going on? And that just totally reminded me of that, because I feel like her friend was putting comfort, was putting stability, was putting her success and like glowing up, doing better in life with this like 9-step skincare routine. And I just remember being like, I don't have a 9-step skincare routine. Am I being behind? Am I doing something wrong? So that is so true. And even on social media, I don't even make that much perfect nighttime routine, perfect morning routine, because I feel like my routine is so not aesthetic compared to other people's. And it's exactly what you're saying. It's just like a false stability. I think my routine is perfect. It sets me up very well for the morning and for my day, but it's not necessarily aesthetic. And I'm not like putting that value of my life or of my day into like these skincare routines, aesthetic looking routines, when maybe, yeah, what works well for me is like reading a spiritual book, going to the gym, maybe unloading the dishwasher. And it doesn't have to be like all these different things that use all these different products. And I'm not putting all my happiness into that.
Yeah, I think a lot of these things can go back to one summarizing question. What does it look like versus what does it feel like? A lot of those really perfect routines look amazing. They look so aesthetic. They look peaceful. But being so rigid, it's like I know from personal experience when I've tried to be that way, they actually are kind of anxiety inducing because you're trying to be so perfect and controlled instead of just doing what literally feels right in that moment. Like some mornings you want to go to the gym. Some mornings the sun pops out and you just want to lay on your balcony. Some mornings a friend calls you and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling lonely. I'm going to answer the phone. Like if we're so attached, it can cause that anxiety instead of just letting life flow on its own. And with that, we want to provide proper value in this episode. So we've said a lot about the back end, but now to provide some tangible ways that you can actually create this home within yourself.
Yeah. First off, your body is your first home. I mean, kind of your first and only real home. At the end of the day, like you said, everything's so unpredictable with, you know, natural disasters and stuff. You really only have yourself. So the way you nourish, take care of yourself, rest, that creates the stability within. So how can you set up your day or set up your life so that you are taking optimal care of your body? Also, your mind is your sanctuary. Building a mindset of resilience, trust, and surrender makes you feel safe no matter where life takes you. And this is a good mindset shift that you can practice. You carry home within, not in a location, not in a relationship, or in any possessions. And that's another one too. Like taking care of your mind actually takes work, making sure you're not doing things to sabotage yourself and give yourself an environment of anxiety, stress, depression, any of that.
I also want to talk about the energy field around your body. And if you think about your physical house, all of us put up boundaries in our physical house. We have blinds or curtains for privacy. We lock the door for safety. If we don't want to answer the door, if someone comes knocking or rings the doorbell, you don't answer. We have fences up in our backyard for privacy and boundaries. Your body and your energy field, you are allowed to have that same approach. You can have boundaries. You can have privacy. You don't have to make your body and your energy accessible to everyone anytime. And I think the more you prioritize yourself, the more you will value your own body and energy. And then you will be more protective around who you're letting into that. In the same way that like if you have this beautiful house and you spent all of this money and it's super clean and you just got it looking perfect, you're like, well, I don't want to throw this massive party and get it super dirty and things breaking. You would be like mindful who you're inviting over into your new space. Your body is the same and your energy is the same. If you're doing all of this work on yourself, you're going to the gym, you're sleeping, you're cutting out things that are harming you, you're eating well, you're not going to want to just give your energy away to anyone and everyone because your energy is truly your greatest currency. There are so many times where like I've been working at a cafe or like a hotel restaurant and I had just arrived, like had a nice morning flow, feeling really good. And then someone comes up and they're like, hey, like, what's your name? Or like, do you live here? And I can tell that they're kind of like scattered or chaotic and they're wanting to just like talk to someone because there's a lot of people here who are tourists or something and they're like seeking something outside of themselves. So they come to Tulum searching for that healing. And I'm like, whoa, I cannot help you right now. Like, I got my own stuff to worry on. And like, it just took me 3 hours this morning to cultivate this peace within myself. Like, I can't just give it all away to you right now. I don't even know you. Like, I need this to put my creative capacity into my own work and stuff right now. And I used to be horrible about setting that boundary. Like, if people came up to me or wanted something or, you know, that quote's like, their ask is not your emergency. I had a really hard time. And I still do struggle with that where I'm like, I have to prioritize my energy first. And if I don't, like the cost is really expensive. We can end up depressed, miserable, furious, because ultimately I think what happens is if you're giving more away than you're receiving to yourself, that creates a lot of those like negative emotions because you might be angry that you're not getting time for yourself. You might be frustrated that you have all of these other demands. You might be sad because you feel disconnected from yourself within. And the more I think you can prioritize yourself and setting those boundaries, I think there's less of those really intense waves of emotions because you are honoring your own needs. I got really long. I'm sorry.
No, that was great. A couple other ones, having some self-trust, building internal stability so external changes don't shake you. Home is in the presence, living in the present moment instead of wending your life away, waiting for the there, the then, later. And other people, surround yourself with people who make you feel safe and express your authentic self, and listening to your intuition when you feel uncomfortable around people. So kind of tying back into the energy, your energy is your home. And I guess some really good tips, some daily practices to cultivate that internal stability, grounding techniques. So for some people, that's breath work, meditation, affirmations, EFT, movement, creating rituals that travel with you or just always stay with you. So those simple morning routines or evening routines are more like Allison said, a morning flow, evening flow that you can do anywhere. So to do that, streamline those products that you need to make this possible. And yeah, like we were saying, every morning when I'm traveling, I do the same things and it's just not as rigid, but it's these commitments that I make to myself to take care of my body, take care of my mind. So I still like to work out when I'm traveling. I still, when I wake up, have to do my skincare or even before bed. I always wash my face. I feel like there's just promises that you make to yourself that keep you healthy and keep you well, that aren't so reliant on, I need a bathroom that has a window that faces the light, like, or I need this certain product or this certain temperature room. Like, you just have to let go of the control and you'll just feel so much better. So having those flows and those rituals can really help you cultivate that internal stability, choosing presence over attachment. And another good practice, emotional self-sufficiency, learning to comfort yourself instead of relying on external validation and holding space for your emotions without needing external distractions.
Yeah, I think a huge outcome of letting go of this control is you can say yes to opportunities or things that don't have a lot of that stability. I mean, travel is the first thing that comes to mind, especially for you and I, because we're always traveling. But if you're someone who struggles with needing rigid routines and being like, oh, well, I don't want to travel more because then I get out of my routine and then I come back from this trip and I feel discombobulated, or I don't know if I could ever live abroad for a long amount of time because I need all of these things the way that I've always known them. But if you have this desire to go and do this stuff and meet people of other cultures and see places on your bucket list, a big part of really enjoying those experiences and opportunities is to feel at home within yourself. Because let's say you go to, what's like a crazy bucket list thing? Let's even just say the Eiffel Tower in Paris. But maybe on your budget, you can't stay at this really nice hotel that has all of the things from home that you want. So you end up either staying in like a tiny little Airbnb or maybe even a hostel. And if you have to have a perfect night's sleep, yeah, in the temperature control that you want with no extra sounds, no disturbances, and instead you have to wear an eye mask and noise canceling headphones and get ready in a bathroom with five other people and then go down to another cafe to have breakfast instead of making it yourself. If that is all adding you so much stress that then you finally get to the Eiffel Tower and you feel like shit and you're angry and you feel so disrupted, you're not even then going to enjoy whatever it is that you like set out to go and do. And I also say all of this from experience. Like, I have been learning after traveling abroad now for 12 years. Each time it gets easier. And Clay and I were talking about this on like a little spiritual walk we went on Sunday, because we do want to continue living this lifestyle where we're in places for maybe 3 to 6 months. And we like had this idea of like, okay, let's take like 4 suitcases. Like if we each had 2 suitcases and if we had no proper home, no storage unit to go back to, we were like, what are the bare essentials that we would take with us? And like, I've done this before. I backpacked Europe for 3 months with a backpack. I did South America for 3 months with 1 carry-on. So I'm like, I know I can do it. But in those times, I started to feel like a little bit of an uneasiness that I wanted to get back to a sense of home. And now I'm like, wow, what a challenge of like, how could I do this longer term and have home within myself along the way? And of course, we need things to make our lives easier. And I don't have to buy everything new every single place we go. So even narrowing it down to a few suitcases per person Like, it seems like a lot for one trip. But if you think of all of like your own belongings fitting in a couple of suitcases, it's kind of wild. If you're like, wow, this is really all I need to feel peace and content in my day. And maybe that's not something I need or want to do forever. But I think the lessons that I'm learning through this lifestyle and through this journey of finding home within myself is something that then I can carry into future decades once kids come into the mix or once a new house comes into the mix. And for me, it almost feels more anxiety inducing to think about staying in one house forever. But maybe it's because I'm chasing things in my external environment instead of finding that home within me. So regardless, I think at the end of the day, whether this is you're someone who wants to stay in the same house forever and you need to find more peace within yourself because you're attaching that worth to the one house, or you're someone who finds maybe peace in chaos, how can you find the peace within yourself so you're not needing these adrenaline rushes to go everywhere and do all of this stuff because you're avoiding your internal emotions.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great wrap up. I think some final takeaways: you can always feel safe within yourself no matter what changes around you. And when you find that internal peace, I feel like you'll find the freedom in change rather than fearing it. You'll build that unshakable sense of trust that life will always provide you when you need it. And you'll stop chasing that stability in the relationships, products, physical spaces, jobs. I think this was a good reminder. And especially as someone who owns their house, I live in a house. I've tried to remind myself to not get so hung up on having the perfect couch or if we can expand, or because, you know, there's definitely things in my house that bother me. And with social media and seeing things online, it's definitely, I understand wholeheartedly where keeping up with the Joneses comes from, because there's just things that bother me and I want to change them so bad. And I'm like, oh, when we get this done, it'll feel so much better. But it is just kind of like, no, you should be grateful that you have a house. Like, there's just so many things that your house is providing you, just a place to sleep, a warm bed, that actual stability and safety, not the perception through the brand new bathroom or through the specific sheets, specific bed. So I think this was a good refresher and reminder that the ways we take care of ourselves and the things that we do inside of our homes actually gives you that comfort and stability.
100% with your comment of keeping up with the Joneses. In generations past, the Joneses were only the people in their neighborhood whose homes they had seen inside. Now with social media, we are faced with keeping up with the Joneses of every person that posts online. That wasn't normal or a thing 20, 30, 40 years ago. So now you maybe, if we didn't know social media existed, you could be content in your house. You might be like, I love this couch. It's really comfortable. Or like, my cabinets are fine. My bathroom works for me. It's small, but I take a shower and am able to get ready. But then when you go into your phone and you see people with 40-foot bathrooms and grand, huge entrances and four cars and a pool in their backyard and like all of this stuff, it's really easy then to be like, ooh, I'm not doing enough, or I need to level up. And all of that is tied back to consumerism, I think, because they can sell you something. If you can just level up within yourself, you don't have to buy all of that stuff. And I think that's really a big lesson of what I'm learning through meeting all of these other digital nomads is when you meet someone randomly at a coffee shop or a restaurant or a networking group, you're not seeing what car they drive. You're not seeing what their house is. You're not seeing what they're accomplished. And all I have to base my perception on them is how they showed up in that moment. And it's really what their energy is to me, because now there's people that I'm like, I know you're quote successful or whatever, but like, I don't like being around your energy. I don't want to take that in. And I would rather be with this person who has a lot of peace. I don't even know what their house looks like. I don't know if they have a car. I don't know what they've accomplished, but they have clearly done so much work on themselves that they are enjoyable to be around. And that's a lot harder to sell online or for a business to make money off of. And so take that. And I'm not trying to say like all consumerism or all material things are bad. Like I love my crystals and I love my cute little glasses, but like it has to come from a point of those enhancing your life, not being like, if I don't have this stuff, I'm going to crumble. In summary, we're all taught to do more of everything. And I think to really find peace within yourself, it's just about letting go of that desire to do more and more and more and more all the time and do higher quality things instead of the quantity of things. And my friend Sam that we had on the podcast last year, when I would be talking to him about something going wrong or whatever, he'd be like, this is a high quality problem. And so then him and I will say that to each other. And I've started saying it to other friends, where so much of what we face in our day-to-day life, it's like, this is a high quality problem. Like most people, especially if you're listening to this on your iPhone, you have more than a lot of the world. You have clean water to drink. You have a roof over your head. You have people that love you. You have a job. The things that we face are high quality problems. And I think it's a good reminder to be grateful for truly, truly how much we have. Like, it is endless. You could fill a whole book, 500 pages, if you really sat there and were like, whoa, I actually have so much. And like the people that came before me, your ancestors, people that made your neighborhood, the people that founded your area so that you can just literally drive to your job. Like, you didn't have to make that road. You didn't have to build your car. You didn't have to grow all of your own food. Like, for you to now be in a space where you can just enjoy your own self and your friendships is really an incredible gift to be born at this time in this place, that we have all of these modern day comforts, and that choosing what sheets to buy is like a problem. Like, you know, we're all very blessed.
Well, thank you for this great topic. This is all Allison's idea and this great reminder. And I think this is a great addition to our How to Thrive in 2025 series.
Well, thank you. And if you want more tangible home wellness content, we'll link the two episodes from 2024 and 2023 in the show notes as well, about making your house a more cozy, energetically aligned space. But yeah.
Well, thank you guys for being here for another episode of Already Friends. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.